What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is a user video topic request for those of you guys who may or may not know, especially if you're watching on the Muslim Kopar channel, which is a new channel on YouTube. I have an account over at manopay.net under Amr Metwali. Now, as you guys may or may not know, I own Manopay the same way I own MGTOW TV. Here on Manopay, guys, if you want a video request, it's $25 and it has to be about traveling, business, religion, looks maxing, relationships, or dating. You know, the stuff we talk about like 99.99999% of the time in the MGTOW community and in the Red Pill community as a whole. So his video request was regarding the jinns. The jinns are spirits who, like us humans, they have good and bad jinns. Now, I'm going to pull up his questions and I'm going to go down each and every one of the questions he raised here. Now, before we get into his questions, we need to understand what are the jinns, okay? You see, God, outside of animals, of course, animals don't count. There is no such thing as doggy heaven. God created three types of entities outside of animals. The first are angels. Angels are made out of pure light. So unlike Christianity and Islam, because angels are pure light, that's what they're made out of. Angels have no free will. So when God says to an angel, do this, the angel doesn't say, yes, sir, fair ass. The angel doesn't do that because it doesn't have free will. So the whole notion that Satan is a fallen angel is totally incorrect according to Islam. Now, the second type of entities God has created are the jinns. The jinns are created from scorching fire. So yes, they are shapeshifters. Yes, they've been around this planet long before us. And yes, they're hella smarter than we are. And like us, they have free will. There's good jinns and there are bad jinns. The good jinns, they leave us alone. The bad jinns are the ones we deal with, okay? Now, we need to understand something about the jinns. They don't like us. They view us as stupid, ugly, low IQ, moronic, which, to a certain degree, that is true. So Satan, now you need to understand, guys, the word Satan in Semitic languages, it means shaitan, okay? The word shaitan in Arabic means adversary, okay? Now the head Satan, you know, the head Satan, his name is Iblis or Beelzebub in Christianity, okay? So when we say Satan tells you to do that, Satan tells you to do that, you need to understand that the word Satan in Semitic languages means adversary, okay? There's a lot of Satans out there. You need to understand that. Now, there are Satans who are human beings who do the dirty work for the jinns. For example, AOC, all these, Amber Heard is a perfect example of a woman who is betaken by an evil spirit. Now, what you guys need to understand about these evil spirits is that these evil spirits, they don't take your body over against your will. In Christianity, they tell you that, oh, an evil spirit, a demon has taken you over. We have to use tongues or talk in tongues to get rid of the evil spirit. But the reality of the matter is, guys, you invite these evil spirits inside of you. In fact, if you guys looked at Amber Heard, you can tell By her eyes, you can tell that this bitch has an evil djinn inside of her, and that djinn is a lot like a carjacker. You know, a carjacker who takes a car, abuses it, and then dumps it on the side of the road when he's done abusing it? That's exactly what the djinn is doing. If you guys look at Amber Heard, is a perfect example of a woman be taken by an evil djinn. She just can't stop, okay? She, 1 minute she cries, 1 minute she laughs, the next minute, oh, it's no big deal. The minute after that, she's like, oh, it's a big deal. She lies, you know, she's trying to overturn the case with Johnny Depp by saying that one of the jurors was not authentic, therefore the trial has to be turned out. Now she's writing a book, right? She's writing a book right now, pretty much saying all the shit she's been saying about Johnny Depp, except that this time around, guys, you know, she can get sued into oblivion. But again, she doesn't stop. Amber Heard doesn't want to stop doing evil. And the reason behind it, guys, is that she has an evil spirit, an evil djinn inside of her. And that evil djinn is going to take advantage of Amber Heard until Amber Heard is a lot like a carjacker who steals a car. He's going to drive that car until that car can't be driven anymore. That's exactly how the djinns operate. They use and abuse humans until that human is no longer available to be used for evil and facade, corruption. See, the whole point of djinns taking over human beings is to simply have those human beings cause corruption so humanity can go to the hellfire. You guys have to understand, before humans were created, God and Iblis, aka Beelzebub, aka the head Satan, they were BFFs, okay? And when God created us humans from mud, which is obviously inferior to scorching fire, which the djinns were created from, God said to the angels and everybody in heaven, including Iblis, to bow down to Adam. Every angel bowed down to Adam, except Satan. And the reason why Satan didn't bow down to Adam was because Satan was not an angel. He was a djinn. And as a djinn, he has free will. And again, Satan as a djinn, or Beelzebub, the head Satan, he doesn't like us. He views us as weak, pathetic, stupid, ugly, backwards, which again, to a certain degree, is true. So he refused to bow down to us as God told him to. So when God said to Satan, to Iblis, you are no longer part of heaven, you are part of the Jahannam hellfire, Satan said to God, give me respite until the end of time, and I guarantee you, with the exception of your strongest supporters, I'm going to take all of the descendants of Adam to Jahannam with me. And God said, game on. Now, if you guys look around us today, you look at all these lunatic women out there, you look at some of the men like Gavin Newsom, Macron, Justin Skippy Trudeau, these are all people be taken by Satan. Now, obviously, by Satan, yes. Now, you guys need to understand, Justin Trudeau does not deserve to be Prime Minister of Canada. Biden does not deserve to be President of America, okay? God knows how many people in charge here in the West do not deserve to be where they are. And the only reason they are where they are is because of Satan. Satan put these people where they are. So in return, these people literally sign a contract with Satan, giving away their souls. So people like Gavin Newsom, Amber Heard, people who signed that contract with Satan, there is no redemption for them because they know it. See, in Islam, there's something called A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim. A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim means that I seek refuge with God from Satan. Okay? Every Muslim knows that. So, what these lefty liberal types like, again, Gavin Newsom, Skippy Trudeau, AOC, Amber Heard, what they do is that they say, we seek refuge from God with Satan. So, I know Christianity, Islam, they always speak about redemption and second chances. But the thing you guys need to understand is that once you sign that contract with Satan, there is no second chances. You are now property of Satan. There is no coming back. This is why these people are always trying to come back with Scamarona restrictions, even though Scamarona is over with. Right now, Scamarona is nothing more than a runny nose, maybe a sore throat. Yet these people, they want to bring vaccine passports back. They want to lock down the economy, stop air travel. It's like it makes no sense. Of course it makes no sense. These are Satanists. These people are property of Satan. And like God in the Quran says, we send them an evil spirit to take advantage of them. Sorry about that, guys. The person in charge of updating our live streaming software had an issue that he just resolved it right now. So the live streaming servers on MGTOW TV have been updated to the latest version of the open source live streaming software. And again, this is a paid video, so I'm not gonna shill our live streaming servers, but just letting you all know, if you pay the $20 a month for the elite package, you actually get your own live streaming server, and that server, you get a permanent URL and the key pass. That way, all you have to do is plug it into your streaming software, and that's it. So unlike other companies out there like Rumble, you know, every time you go on to Rumble, you have to get a different URL and pass key to stream, and sometimes they don't have partitions available for you. Well, here at MGTOW TV, guys, the $20 a month elite package, you get your own mini live streaming server, which can handle hundreds of people. And if we see that you're able to bring in thousands of people and you're actually, you know, making money through super chats, you know, we can get you a big ass server that can handle thousands, even tens of thousands of users. But again, this is a paid video, not gonna shill our products any longer. All right, so going back to what we were saying about the jinns who are assigned to people, to human beings. Okay, so somebody like Gavin Newsom, Justin Skippy Trudeau, Bill Gates, they say, "Hey Satan, help me become rich and fabulous. And in return, I'm going to seek refuge with you from God." And Satan's like, bingo. And at the same time, God is like, really? You're going to seek refuge with the Shayateen, with Satan over me? No problem. I'm going to assign a personal evil jinn who's gonna make sure that you go to Hellfire with flying colors. This is why, again, we see Bill Gates, Fauci, Newsom, Amber Heard. The list goes on and on why they just don't give up doing evil, because they're not gonna stop until they are dead. And this is why in Islam you kill people who are kafar, okay? And the word kafir actually means to cover up, right? If you know the truth and you cover it up, you are a kafir, you know? Your typical ditzy blonde who's walking around at 2 o'clock at night, last call, showing up, showing her vagina, and sucking half a dozen guys in a parking lot, you know, she's not a kafir per se, for the simple fact that she doesn't even count as a human being. She's less than an animal. You know, this is what Islam tells us. A lot of people out there, they're less than animals. But it's a kuffar you have to worry about, because the kuffar know the truth and they purposely cover it up with facade, aka corruption. You guys don't think Gavin Newsom, Skippy Trudeau know that Scamarona is a hoax? Of course they know it's a hoax, but they're gonna cover up the truth with facade, aka corruption. So, going on to one of his other questions, can men also be possessed by jinns? Yes, it's called an incubus. A man who's possessed by an evil jinn is an incubus. A woman who is possessed by an evil jinn is known as a succubus. Let me say that again. A man who is possessed by an evil jinn is an incubus. A woman who is possessed by an evil jinn is a succubus. However, there are far more evil women than men, because women inherently are intellectually inferior and morally inferior compared to men. This is what Islam tells us. Women are morally and intellectually inferior compared to men, and thus they're easier pickings for Satan, aka Beelzebub, and the rest of his type. Alright, the other question he's asking is, how to avoid being attacked by jinns? Alright guys, jinns, they won't attack you unless they know that deep down you want them to take you over, okay? Think of the jinns as somebody who's trying to scam you. Okay, somebody who's trying to scam you, they're gonna scam you if you allow them to scam you, okay? So as long as you put up barriers and you're like, nope, I'm not going down that route, nope, not going down there, then the jinns will leave you alone. Now again, cannot stress this enough. If the jinns believe that deep down you want them to take you over, and the best way for a jinn to take you over is to promise you sex, okay? This is why a lot of men out there, man, they do dumb shit. It's all because of sex. If it wasn't for sex, the jinns pretty much will have no effect on 99.999% of men out there. So you avoid getting attacked by jinns by simply not going down an evil path. That's all there is to it. How to heal from an entity attachment. Okay, so let's say an evil jinn, you know, you guys have to understand, okay? Not everybody signs a contract with Satan, okay? There are people who go down that path of the evil jinns. They don't know it. Then they get a wake-up call. And they're like, hey, I'm not going to go down this path anymore. It's bad. I acknowledge it's bad. And how you heal from an evil jinn attachment is very, very simple. Stop going down that path. Let's say you are the type of person who became an alcoholic. You go to the bar, you go to the pub, you become an alcoholic, and then you got a DUI, and you know things ended badly for you, okay? That's a wake-up call from God telling you, hey man, that path you went down with the jinns ain't good, okay? Yusuf Islam, aka Cat Stevens, he was going down a dark path, even though he was on top of the music world in the 70s, and then he was swimming, I think he was swimming in Malibu of all places, and a big wave, or not a big wave, but like a rip current, took him out to sea. He thought he was gonna die, and a big wave kind of rescued him, and he read in the Quran, he was reading the Quran at the time, and he read the passage in the Quran that says, when people are about to die in the sea, everybody's a Muslim, everybody's praying to God for salvation when they're being out in sea about to die. So that's what made Cat Stevens, aka Yusuf Islam, become a Muslim, because he was going down a bad path, even though he was on top of the world, and his heart actually wanted to leave that path, and that wake-up call of almost drowning, that is what set him on the right path. So, how to heal from an evil jinn attachment is that your heart has to be looking for the right place. Your heart has to say, hey, I don't like this anymore. I don't want to have this anymore. Yeah, I like being on top of the world. I like, you know, doing bad stuff, drinking and shit like that, but it's not good for me. I want out, okay? This is how you heal from a evil entity attachment by a jinn, is simply by saying, hey man, I don't want this anymore. I want out. That's number one. Number two is you don't go back into these evil pathways. Again, if you were an alcoholic, you don't go to the bar, you don't go to the pub, obviously, okay? Now, how to tell if a woman is possessed? Oh, this is so easy. This is so easy. Look at their eyes. Look at AOC. Look at Amber Heard. Look at all these crazy women you see today. Their eyes bug out, okay? Literally, when a woman's eyes bug out and she's talking gibberish, which a lot of women do, that's how you know a woman is possessed. Let me say that all over, all damn car. Let me say that all over again, okay? How to tell if a woman is possessed? First of all, her eyes are super wide. Secondly, everything she says is a lie. It is corrupt, okay? Thirdly, look at Amber Heard, man. Amber Heard is basically God putting a jinn-possessed woman in front of the whole wide world to see, okay? So if you have a woman, her eyes are bugged out, she is very dogmatic, she is doing something evil, she knows it's evil, and she doubles down on it, that's how you know a woman is possessed. And let me tell you something, guys. A lot of women out there, they are property of Satan. So, cannot stress this enough, because this is very important for you guys listening to this. If her eyes bug out, look at AOC. Her eyes bug out all the time. If she is purposely being malicious, if she lies, if she's dogmatic, okay? Women are supposed to be subservient, they're supposed to be quiet, okay? There's an old saying, good girls don't make history. Well, the ones who do make history, they don't do it in a good way. That's how you know a woman is possessed by an evil spirit, is when she's making history. Amber Heard made history. She red-pilled millions of men. She made history, but not in the good way for her or woman as a whole. All right, last thing that he wanted to inquire about. When you are drunk, is it a jinn attacking you when you are drunk? I never been drunk, so I don't know how. I cannot answer that from personal experience, because you don't go down that route, okay? Why? You see, the number one tool Satan has to get you down that path of permanently becoming his is alcohol. Alcohol literally is a gateway drug to becoming property of Satan. This is why it's official worldwide. Women today are more alcoholics than men, because women are property of Satan. So, alcohol is the number one way Satan can get to you. Now, answering this question more specifically, when you are drunk, is it a jinn attacking you? Yes. When you are drunk, a jinn is gonna try to take advantage of you. Duh, again. Alcohol is the number one tool Satan has to get anybody he wants. I mean, this is why you get people who black out. This is why you get people who have DUIs, traffic accidents. It's because when you're drunk, Satan knows he has you. This is why in Islam, you don't drink alcohol, period. Okay? This is why I can sit here and tell you, at 41 years of age, I never been drunk. I've seen a lot of people drunk. In fact, this one girl I know here in San Cristobal, I've seen her drink like 20 ounce or 30 ounce or 40 ounce of 40 ounces of alcohol within 2 hours of waking up at 10 in the morning, okay? So I know firsthand by looking at other people that alcohol is definitely Satan's way of taking advantage of you. So pretty much I think that's all the user had to inquire about. Again, I thank the user for the $25 and asking these beautiful questions, because I'd venture to say this will probably be one of the most important videos I did, because a lot of you guys out there, man, whether you're Muslim or not, you guys need to understand there are aliens out there. Yes, jinns are aliens. There are shapeshifters. You can call them lizard people, like Mark Zuckerberg, for all I care. You see, damn. You see, that's another thing I forgot to tell you. When you look at Zionists, when you look at people who are Dajjal's warrior, like Sheikh Imran Hussein would say, okay, the Dajjal is the Antichrist in Christianity. Pretty much, the Dajjal is Satan in human form. And before Satan can come into this world, he has to have his warriors dance for him. Get the world prepared for the arrival of the Antichrist, aka the Dajjal in Islam. So, these Zionists, these Mark Zuckerberg, these George Soros, if you guys look at Mark Zuckerberg, you look at George Soros, they don't look human. They look like lizard people. And this is what happens when you are officially Satan's property. You end up looking like you are a lizard person. This is why, again, going back earlier, when you look at women who are possessed by Satan, their eyes bug out. It's like they're not human anymore, okay? So when you look at Mark Zuckerberg, you look at George Soros, you look, you know, Amber Heard, you know, to her defense, she's hot. Let's keep it 100. But a lot of these women out there, man, you look at AOC, for example, AOC does not look like a human being at all. You know, it's as if she's possessed by an evil spirit. And she is possessed by an evil spirit. And again, these jinns, the evil jinns, they don't take you over unless you want them to take you over. So you make a deal with the jinns. You know, the jinns, they'll tell you, hey, I'll make you a politician, I'll make you an actor, I'll make you a multimillionaire. You just have to let me be in charge. And the vast majority of people out there, they're like, yes, yes, of course, Satan. Yes, I'll sign away my soul to you as long as I get glitz and glamour of this dunya, of this world. And this is how you guys need to understand, cannot stress this enough. There is no such thing as the devil made me do it. Okay? You invited the Satan in and you let Satan take you out and do pretty much whatever he wants with you. Oh, good. Getting kind of sleepy. But the point that I'm trying to get across to all of you guys out there watching this is that I'm just going to recap. God created three entities. Angels are of pure light. They have no free will. Jinns are made of scorching fire. A, they've been here before us. B, they're hella smarter than us. And then there is man. We are made out of mud and clay, and like the jinns believe, we really are dumb, stupid, retarded, backwards, and probably ugly compared to them. They view us as an inferior being, and this is why the overall majority of jinns, they wanna destroy us. And again, jinns have free will. The good ones, you know, they leave us alone. You know, I think we might even, some of us might even have a good jinn. You know, let's say you're the type of guy who has a lot of things going on in your brain where you can literally live in your brain. You know, you can live in the middle of a forest, but there's a party going on in your brain. You know what? That could be a good jinn keeping you company. You guys have to understand, you know, just like God sends an evil jinn for an evil person, he might send a good jinn for a good person. So jinns, they have free will, okay? You got good jinns, you got bad jinns. The vast majority of them are bad. And the good ones, they probably try to mind their own business and leave us be. But again, I think there are people out there who are extraordinary, who do have good jinns to be their companion. This is why you get people out there who can live in the middle of a woods, who can stay home all day, and they're perfectly happy, they're perfectly content, they're not bored. In fact, they enjoy their own company more than they enjoy anything else out there. I would like to think that just like God can give a bad person a evil jinn to be their companion, I like to think that God can give a good person a good jinn to be their companions. And the last thing to keep in mind, guys, jinns are aliens, okay? Again, cannot stress this enough. They're far more technologically advanced than we are. In fact, the technology we have today, guys, this is jinn technology. Use your brain, okay? 100 years ago, we pretty much didn't have anything we have today. You know, if we went back 150 years ago, okay? 150 years ago, we would have been no different than if we lived 1,500 years ago, okay? So, this technology we have, especially the technology we attained in the past 100 years, This is not human technology, guys. This is gen technology. This is why women are glued. Women are literally glued to their phone, okay? This is why you can see a girl on WhatsApp pretty much all day, every day. It's because the smartphone is a gen technology. Now, for someone like me, the smartphone is a great thing, but for a woman, for example, the smartphone is pretty much the worst thing to happen. And again, the gens use this technology as a gateway for us to fall under the command. Now, let's be 100% realistic, okay? A smartphone is nowhere near as bad as drinking alcohol. But then again, you can take a knife, create with it a great meal, or you can take that same knife and go murder innocent people with it. So, what I want to get to you guys is that we live in an unnatural world today. This is where the gens are able to come into our world through this type of technology. You know, for example, when they say quantum computing and AI, there is no such thing as quantum computing. There is no such thing as AI. It's pretty much the gens taken over. Look, this is how the gens operate, okay? The gens tell people like Mark Zuckerberg, hey man, let us be in charge of this AI, this machine learning, this quantum computer. Let us be in charge of it. And of course, somebody like Mark Zuckerberg is going to be like, hell yeah. You know, think about it. The metaverse, okay? The metaverse literally is a universe created by the djinns and their evil human sidekick. Damn car. The metaverse is literally a world created by evil djinns, and they get their loser human sidekick like Mark Loserberg to implement it in this world while they are in charge of the metaverse, AI, machine learning, quantum computing in another realm. You guys need to understand, djinns live in another realm, okay? You cannot see the djinn, okay? I cannot see the djinn, okay? They live in an entirely different realm, yet they're able to cross into our realm and deal with us. So a lot of people out there, man, because they don't see the djinns, they don't acknowledge them, but yes, djinns do exist. They are aliens. Literally, they are aliens because they're a whole different species and they live in another realm. So they are aliens by every measure of the definition. We just cannot see them, okay? So I guess that's a video for you guys today. I know it's a little bit longer than normal, but this is a really, really good video. I'm very happy he asked all these questions, because we are entering a time right now, gentlemen, where things are only going to get worse. You know, things are not going to get better. They're already talking about bringing back mask mandates in LA. They're already talking about closing down travel in Japan. They're already talking about lockdowns in the UK. These evil djinns and their human lackeys are not going to give up facade, aka corruption, until they are dead. Alright guys, that's the video for you today. And if any of you guys out there want a video, feel free to go on manupay.net. If you guys are watching my videos on MGTOW TV, there's a link under my videos that will say, hey, if you guys like to see more of this, you know, click on this link, go over to ManuPay. And when you guys come to ManuPay, you can buy this video topic request yourself for $25, and I'll talk about dating, relationships, looks, maxing, religion, traveling, or business. So I'd like to thank the person who's in charge, who commissioned this video. You know, I keep names anonymous unless a person says, "Hey, give me credit for the video." Otherwise, I just keep them anonymous. Of course, I'm gonna email them right now and say, "Hey, man, your video is up and running on MGTOW TV," and I'm probably gonna put it on LoserTube as well, because this is a very important topic regarding evil spirits, aka the jinns. And again, guys, jinns have free will. They're not all evil. Just the vast majority of them are, kind of like how the vast majority of human beings are wicked. Alright, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace.